You've probably heard of Paul Revere's ride that took place in April of 1775 to warn citizens of soldiers advancing into the countryside. But do you know the story of another ride that took place nearly 2 years to the day later? It's an amazing tale, and is next on The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
She was just a teenage girl growing up in the midst of a revolution.
Back in 1777, Sybil Ludington was living with her father in this area, Dutchess County, later to be Putnam County.
Vin D'Aquino has written much about that young lady named Sybil Ludington.
Connecticut was being attacked by the British. 2,000 men marched up Connecticut to burn it.
Sybil's father, Henry, was a colonel in the militia. He needed to rally men to confront the British soldiers moving into Connecticut to burn down the town of Danbury. But other militia members needed to be summoned to the fight.
A messenger came to her house. There was no one to send. Her father could only send the oldest of his children. He had 7 younger children, but she was the oldest at 16. She boarded the horse, and off she went.
The ride was long, and the mission was dangerous, but her purpose was important as she warned the countryside of the advancing attack.
So she rode that night for freedom, rode 40 miles through the countryside. No paved roads, mud roads. Rode through the countryside, rode all night long, and helped to arouse her father's militia.
Not only was Sybil's ride an act of bravery, she also had some important knowledge.
Since her father had a grist mill, she went by wagon, and she would go with him to the houses, so she knew where to go, the only one who knew where to go.
So why haven't you heard much about this important and heroic ride? That story is next time, as we travel the countryside. In Carmel, New York, I'm Andrew McRae.